Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets continuing their homestand here, taking on Concordia Moorhead here tonight in non-conference action. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polkowski. And coach, not a bad showing for the first two games of the year. I know you wish you would have played a little bit better against Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday, but it was nice to get that first win against Marion. It was a kind of a tough slug it out kind of game. Wasn't a whole lot of flow to the game. There wasn't a whole lot of offensive flow to the game. You guys struggled a little bit from the field, but you guys did some really good things in that game. And then for 13 minutes in that first half against Nebraska Wesleyan, one of the best teams in the country, you were right there with them. So a lot of good things there. Also, I know there are some things you want to work on. Just give us a sense on how you think the weekend went overall.
Yeah, I think it was a good weekend for our program. I mean, in all areas. I thought on Friday against Marion, yeah, I would agree. There wasn't a great necessarily flow to the game, I would really say, on either side. But I thought we controlled the game. I thought we had opportunities to really pull away, whether that was not converting at the free throw line, whether that was not finishing in transition. But we created the looks, which is we got to finish some of those plays. And I thought we had some chances to really, you know, kind of put it away, which, you know, would have maybe gave it a little bit more of that flow. But I thought our guys fought. I thought our guys dug in. I thought we had some really good defensive possessions. I thought in the second half we took a step in the right direction offensively in the half court, which what we needed to do. And, you know, on Saturday against Wesleyan, thought we started off great, was concerned of offensively how what we were going to be able to do. But I thought we did a great job, everything I could have hoped for. We had a couple lapses in the first half. I mean, it was 17-17. We had a little lapse. I think we cut it back to 25-22, let them get on a little run to end the half. And I was still good with that. I did think that we saw our first absence of a complete, you know, everybody being on the same page in that second half and against a good team like Wesleyan, you just can't have those voids of being together and on the same page. And they got away from us fast, but that's okay. You know, I thought we had some guys that still, you know, battled, and they all did. Don't get me wrong, but it's good for us to learn from. You know, Wesleyan's a great team. It's a great learning experience for our guys. But overall, on the weekend, I was happy, and you know, practice leading up to today's game has been real positive. And you know, having Jack Bennett speak to our group, having all four teams on campus, it was a positive weekend for the program, no doubt.
You know, against Marion, one of the things that we noted was that you guys actually got outshot percentage-wise for the game. They shot close to 50%. You guys were in the low 40s as far as shooting for that game. But you guys outscored them 17-2 from the line, which I thought was a great sign that you guys have been aggressive, went to the basket and were able to draw some fouls and, you know, were able to, like I said, draw contact and then get yourselves in a position to go to the free throw line and get some points that way.
Yeah, and I noticed that too, and I think you know, we had 49 shots in that game, which, you know, we probably wanted to have a little bit more than that. You know, we didn't get out of hand with turnovers, but we had some careless ones there that, you know, would have allowed for some more possessions. But like you said, we got to the free throw line a lot. That's a lot where a lot of those attempts went, was from the line, which was great. Yeah, guys weren't settling. We were getting to the rim. Yeah, you know, their first half field goal percentage, I think, was around 40, which was good. I think they made 9 shots. And then the second half, I think they made 11. I think they were 11 of 22 maybe, or 11 of 21. Two of those came at the end where we did not finish well defensively, gave up that transition dunk, and you know, they had one at the buzzer there. So that probably skewed the numbers a little bit. But I still thought we had timely stops. I mean, I think we had, I thought for sure, 2 shot clock violations, if not 3, in that second half. So I did think our guys dug in there. And you know, some of those shots, just, you know, Veed had a couple good looks that didn't fall down, you know, even at the rim and from 3. You know, Allen had a couple at the rim. You know, a lot of those in transition. I mean, those were good looks that we fight for, and guys just got to go finish. And I know they will. I know they will. Yeah, the numbers maybe looked a little different than, you know, where I thought our workload was at. But at the end of the day, I thought we fought, and I think that shows, because that allowed us to dictate the game, as I mentioned earlier.
And then, of course, after beating Marion, you guys saw a team that is a legitimate national title contender. I said that on the air. They're ranked number 8 in the country. I think that's a little low. I actually think – I can't think of – there must be 7-8 teams better than they are. I mean, I can't think of more than one or two that might be, you know, in their class as far as ability goes. And it's a team that is – like I said, they're poised. They want to go for another championship. You can kind of tell. They're a team that really took it to St. John's as well. So must have been a good experience, even though you guys got beat. Must have been a nice good experience for your guys to be able to get out there and play a team like that on Saturday.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, they're sharp. I mean, they're savvy. There's experience. You can tell they've played at, you know, that at that high level in the tournament. Talented players, very well coached. You know, it was good for our guys, and not to chalk it up just as an experience. It was good in the terms that, you know, I thought we played right with them. I thought they didn't phase us. I really believe that. I don't think they phased us initially. Did they outlast us and play a better 40 minutes than us? Yes, they did. And that's on us then. But that's why it was a good experience for us to learn from that. And, you know, it was, you know, you watched that first game on Friday. It was Wesleyan versus St. John's. Both teams were talking. Both teams were engaged. You know, even Marion against St. John's on Saturday, you know, I thought they really played well to start that game. You saw teams really fighting to get better, and it was good for our guys to be able to just sit back and watch that and not have it be coming out of my mouth or having them to, you know, trying to follow a lead. It was good for them to just sit back and see that. But, yeah, it was, you know, that's why we scheduled that game. And, yeah, we'll see what Wesleyan does. And, you know, you never know what happens down the road, you know, for all four programs that were in that tournament. So it'll be, yeah, it was a good event, and look forward to keep building it, you know, each year here moving forward.
Well, like I said, I can't imagine there are too many better teams in the country. I mean, that's a team that we'll be keeping an eye on from afar as the season goes on, because mm-hmm. they're a very impressive group. Now turning to today's game against Concordia, a little bit of a team that you're familiar with. They're another MIAC school, played in the same league, obviously, as St. John's, who was just at the tournament this weekend. They actually lost their opener to another conference, a UMAC conference school in Minnesota Morris. I know a team that, of course, we're very familiar with. High-scoring game. It was a four-point game, 86-82. But what else do you know about the Cobbers other than the fact that they just played a high-scoring game against Morris the other day?
Yeah, I think just that. I mean, you know, I'm sure they've watched our film of, you know, the weekend's tournament and have us scouted out for whatever that can be, you know, week one into the season and vice versa. I mean, it was a high-scoring game against Morris. You know, from what I saw, it could have went either way. They have some really good guard play. You know, both their leading scorers can bring the ball up. They ball screen a lot. You know, they really look to attack. They're in transition. They have good size. You know, and I, not to sound corny, but, you know, we just got to stay true to ourselves. We may adjust a couple things for that game that we maybe traditionally haven't done. But at the end of the day, we got to stay on edge. We got to stay on attack. We have to stay aggressive. We need to try to dictate the pace in that environment when we tip off here at 7 o'clock, whether it be, you know, just ball sureness and shot selection and not getting caught up in transition. I mean, I did think we showed this past weekend, you know, we can play up and down, but we need to play discipline too. So there's going to be a balance, because we're definitely going to be exposed to transition on both sides, but just not getting too carried away with that. So it'll be a good game. I think it'll be very evenly matched. I think they'll be able to compete in the MIAC. So I think it's a good group. You know, they have multiple pieces. So it's going to be a good game, no doubt, no doubt.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time, and good luck tonight against the Cobbers.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polkowski. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and then the opening tip of this non-conference contest between the Yellow Jackets and Concordia Moorhead right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Men's Basketball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West, Superior.